I've been reading the book on all this there. Thank you. My name is Roger Davis.
Roger Davis, yes.
Roger Davis constantly asks, how do you receive the grace of God? Remember that passage?
Not specifically.
I don't know if I'm
yes, uh-huh.
The way I'm reading it from the doctor. And he's answered by words and deeds and thoughts. This is just
one. Yes.
I want to know why he kept asking for that same question, how do you receive the grace of God? And words and deeds in Christ. And how can we achieve that in this world?
Well, that's the whole...
That's
the whole question of Christian life. Of course, the reason he's asking it is because that's the basic question in Christian life. How do we obtain grace, which is that which makes us different from the world, different from the natural person? That is, the life in Christ has to have something supernatural. And the grace of God is the name we give for that thing which is supernatural. And we read the life of St. Pantaleon, but there are many things in that life which are supernatural, that came from grace. Often the martyrs, we think it's incredible the way they were tortured and actually put to death, came back to life again and again. That's the grace of God acting. And in us, it is not usually so dramatic as that. But we have to have the grace of God in order to be different from our normal self, different from the world around us. And the way to get it is, well, he mentions deeds and works in Christ, but not by themselves. It has to be in connection with faith and the regular life of the Orthodox Church. Actually, we are given that in the sacraments, in our becoming aware through reading the Scripture and the Holy Fathers, lives of saints, what is the real Orthodox life, how we fall short. And, of course, in the end, St. Seraphim says that not one single thing we do actually gives us this grace. You can't get it by simply standing all night in vigil, or sitting on a pillar, or having any kind of extraordinary ascetic struggles. You can only get it by those things are means to the end. And if they work, that's fine. But the basic thing is you must have the right faith, the Orthodox faith, lived in the Church with the sacraments and yourself struggling, doing these works indeed. That is in accordance with the level on which each person is. Therefore, it's a matter of where you are. You begin right there to read, take part in the life of the Church, to offer struggles to God, to begin to love each other, as Father George says, become aware of the people around you, begin to see that you're responsible for them, for being at least kind and cheerful, trying to do good deeds, and to be aware of the unhappiness of others, to cheer them up and to help them out. All those things are promoting this life, which is involved with the giving of grace. And giving of grace is God's gift. That is, we cannot calculate it by any of those things that will come. But if we do those things, we have faith that God will give it. Complex subject, but if you simply live the life which the Church presents to us, you begin to obtain it. Yes?